Tay Keller is a writer who grew up in Waipahu and has written two fiction books in the middle grade contemporary genre. One of her inspirations is her mother, Nora Okja Keller, whose 1997 novel Comfort Woman explored the multi-generational trauma of Korean sex slaves during World War II. Tay's book also deals with identity. Her debut book, The Science of Breakable Things, was released in 2018 and, among other honors, was an NPR Great Read of the Year. Her new book, When You Trap a Tiger, was released in January. It's a story of a Korean-American tween coming to terms with her sick grandmother and working a deal with a tricky tiger. She currently lives on the East Coast, but was on Oahu for an event. She spoke with producer Jason Ubai and told us about getting her first book published.
I've always been writing little stories, but I was really afraid of the idea of being published. So I kept telling myself, you know, I'm never going to try to be published, and I would just write my stories on the side. And I wrote this full story that I was so excited about. It's about a girl named Natalie who tries to save her mother's depression by using her seventh grade science project. And this book came very quickly, and I showed it to my mom, who is also a writer, and I was just like, you know, I'm not gonna try to publish this. It's I don't wanna be an author. And she read it, and she was like, you need to submit this. You need to try to get this published. So that's how my first book came out.
How did growing up with her influence your work?
My very earliest memories are of her sitting at the computer typing her novels, and me sitting next to her working on my masterpieces about my stuffed animals, you know, trying to solve mysteries and crime fiction. And she always really encouraged me. I'm very lucky because I learned so much from her, but also both of my parents were very supportive of me wanting to be a writer. And I know that that's something that not a lot of writers have because it's such an uncertain creative field. So I'm very lucky in that sense.
Can you tell me about your new book? It's a new book out for 2020.
It's called When You Trap a Tiger. It's about a girl named Lily who has always grown up hearing her grandmother, her Halmoni's Korean fairy tales. And these are stories about tricky tigers that make dangerous deals with little girls. And like most kids, Lily believes that these stories are just stories. But one night, a tiger visits her, and she realizes that there's a lot more to these stories than her grandmother ever told her. And the tiger tells her that her Halmoni has many secrets. And one of these secrets is that Halmoni is sick. She has an illness that doctors cannot cure. And the tiger offers Lily one of these dangerous deals. If Lily will help the tiger, then the tiger will heal Halmoni. And Lily has to make a choice. She has grown up hearing about how you can never trust a tiger, and yet trusting this tiger is the only way to save her Halmoni.
How much of these characters are you, and then how much is the part of the fiction and creative work?
Yeah, so when I first started writing the first book, a lot of it was, in my mind, I was writing a lot about myself, and I had to, in later drafts, do different things to separate myself from the main character, because I realized that when I was thinking of the character as myself, I was too afraid to take risks and to let the character feel things that I was ashamed to feel. So I would distance her in different ways from myself. One of the ways, actually, that I have done for both books is that the book is not set in Hawaii. So the character grows up in a very different way than I did. And with the second book, part of that is that she faces a lot of racism. She grows up on the mainland and she's Asian, and there is a part of her that feels like she's never accepted in her own country because of that. And I'm lucky enough, growing up in Hawaii, so many people are Asian, so many people are Hapa, and I never really had to question my own race in that way until I moved. So a lot of what I'm putting into the second book in that way is my experience as an adult rather than as a child.
I know you wrote an essay on that, and growing up biracial here being a lot different than on the mainland. What are the biggest contrasts for you, being on the mainland versus growing up here in Hawaii?
I mean, everyone here knows what Hapa is, right? It's very, very common. It's just accepted. But on the mainland, apparently it's very rare. I didn't realize until I moved how rare it is to be biracial at all. And it's not something that a lot of people understand. And a lot of people try to put others into one box. And I can either be white or Asian, but it's hard for people to understand how I can be both. And when I was writing the second book, I wanted to write a book that really celebrated being Hapa. I wanted to talk about the racism, but I also wanted to talk about the joys that I experience. And when I told people that I was writing a book about being Korean American, a lot of people on the mainland assumed that it would be a book about pain and struggle and how hard it is to be Asian in America. And actually, I wanted to show that it's a wonderful thing. It's something that I'm very proud of. I have so many stories and so many traditions to draw from, and I'm very proud to be who I am.
The genre is a middle grade contemporary. What draws you to write for this in this genre and for this audience?
To be totally honest, I had a really hard time in middle school. I had a lot of negative experiences with bullying and with friendships and in school. And I think a lot of what draws me back is I feel very strongly that kids that age are going through a lot and they don't really know who to reach out to or how to talk about it. And I want to show them that they're not alone if they're struggling.
How do you research and stay up to date with what middle school kids are up to?
Oh my gosh, I don't think I do. I think it's kind of impossible to do that, partly because I'm ancient now to them. And also because when I finish the book, it's still 2 years before the book is published. So even if I was exactly up to date when I finished it, it would already be out of date by the time the book comes out. So I think that trying to stay on top of trends on social media or slang or anything like that, it's kind of a losing battle. So what I try to do is I focus really on the very human feelings because I don't think that changes.
Can you talk about the creative process? What would be good advice for authors if you can share some insight on how your day looks?
So I get a lot of questions about how my day looks, and I always want to know how other authors, how they schedule their time. I always wish that I could say something like, you know, I'm very regimented. I wake up at 7 a.m. and then sit by my scenic window with my coffee and I write all day. It doesn't usually turn out that way. It's usually a lot more scattered. I'm almost always taking notes. I'll type in a note on my phone if I overhear something, a line of dialogue that sounds interesting, or if I think of a plot point. I have post-it notes everywhere in our house. My husband is used to this by now. It's just, it's kind of chaos. So the creative process is a bit messy, but I always find it to be a lot of fun.
What advice would you give to authors or people who want writers and aspiring authors?
I think that I would say to remember that writing is a joyful process. There's a lot of pressure when you're thinking about getting published, both before you're published and then after you're published, because you're worried about how people are going to think about your books. But it's a very fun experience to write a book, even if you're working very hard. And I think remembering to enjoy the process and not beat yourself up too much when a story's not working.
That was Tae Keller, author of When You Trap a Tiger, talking with our producer, Jason Ubai. Her book was released last month, is available online and at bookstores nationwide.